Lesson 111. Control. Education. Do you think that parents should have some control over the education of their children? If you were in a bus going downhill and the driver suddenly lost control of the bus, what did you do? Due to. What happens if you don't pay your electricity bill when it is due?
If I don't pay my electricity bill when it's due, they come and cut the electricity off.
When are you due to come here again? Why don't trains always arrive when they are due?
Trains don't always arrive when they are due because of bad weather or accidents.
When a man is rich, do you think it's due more to the fact that he's more intelligent than most other men, or do you think it's mainly due to luck? Grandfather, great-grandfather, grandmother, great-grandmother. Is your grandmother still alive? What do we call our grandfather's father?
We call our grandfather's father our great-grandfather.
Mostly. Are the people in this country mostly tea drinkers or coffee drinkers? Do you think that passing exams is mostly a question of luck? Discuss, discussion. Argue, argument. Quarrel, examine, reason. To discuss something usually means that we wish to examine a particular subject. In a discussion, people may perhaps disagree with each other, but the discussion seldom becomes unpleasant. When we argue with someone, it means that we don't agree with what they say, and often the argument can become a little unpleasant. A quarrel, on the other hand, is definitely unpleasant, and can finish with both sides shouting at each other. Therefore, we could say that two people could begin by quietly discussing a subject. The discussion could then develop into an argument, and the argument could finish in a quarrel. What's the difference between to discuss, to argue, and to quarrel?
The difference between to discuss, to argue, and to quarrel is that to discuss means we wish to examine a particular subject, whilst to argue means we don't agree with each other, and a quarrel is definitely unpleasant.
Why do people argue?
People argue because some people always disagree with everything other people say. It is often in their nature to do so. Other people like to give their opinion on every single matter. Others like to learn by argument, etc.
Why do people quarrel?
People quarrel, basically, perhaps, because they do not like the other person or his opinions.
Another meaning of the verb to argue is to reason. For example, he argues that he had not done the job because he had not had sufficient time, or his argument for not having done the job was that he had not had sufficient time. Give me an example of the word argue used with the meaning of to reason.
She argues that if we don't go now, it'll be too late.
Regular. Do something about. The word regular has many different meanings. It comes from the Latin word regular, meaning a rule, and this, therefore, is its basic meaning. What does it mean to live a regular life?
To live a regular life means, more or less, that we eat, sleep, and work, etc., at more or less the same times every day.
Would you say that a regular life was better than an irregular one? Can a dentist do anything about irregular teeth? Do you work or study at irregular hours? Blow up. Why is it so important to blow up bridges during a war?
It's so important to blow up bridges during a war in order to make it difficult for the enemy to get across the river. To do so, they would either have to swim or build new bridges.
Dust, powder, collect, gunpowder, face powder, stamp, meeting, football match, Red Cross, pretend. The difference between dust and powder is that dust is what collects on objects. For example, If I ran my finger along the top, or especially underside, of the table, I would collect some dust on it. Powder, on the other hand, is something that is made. For example, gunpowder is powder made for a gun. Face powder is powder made for the face. What's the difference between dust and powder?
The difference between dust and powder is that dust is what collects on objects, whilst powder is something that is made.
Do you collect stamps or anything like that? What am I pretending to do?
You're pretending to stamp a piece of paper with a stamp, or pretending to stamp your course card.
On what kind of occasions do people collect together in large numbers?
The kind of occasions on which people collect together in large numbers are in church, at parties, political meetings, football matches, etc.
Do they collect money in the streets in your country for different causes, such as for the Red Cross, the poor, etc.? What do you consider to be a good cause worth collecting money for? Centre. What's in the centre of the earth?
Fire is in the centre of the earth.
Furnish. Furniture. What kind of furniture do you like to see a room furnished with? Human being. Do you think that human beings sometimes behave worse than animals? Artificial. What artificial parts of the body can science provide us with nowadays?
The artificial parts of the body which science can provide us with nowadays are arms, legs, teeth, hair, etc.
Idiom 14. Pull someone's leg equals not telling a person the truth just for a laugh or for amusement. For example, all right, don't get angry, he was only pulling your leg. What does the idiom to pull someone's leg mean?
The idiom to pull someone's leg means not telling a person the truth, just for a laugh or for amusement.
Give me an example, please.
After all these years of knowing him, I still don't know when he's serious and when he's just pulling my leg.
Sentence.